Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 25th of January, 2022. I'm Miros Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm doing great. I can't believe January's almost over, though. Wow.
Yeah, I have a 2-week plan kind of layout that I use, and it's creeping into February, and it's kind of freaking me out, to be honest.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah. How does it work?
Who knows?
That's not why we're here today. We're actually here to talk to you about Mac accessories. We did a show about iOS accessories and some things that are super great and super useful. If you have an iOS device, an iPhone or an iPad. And today we're going to talk to you about some Mac stuff. So we have one that's mini specific.
So yeah, Otherworld Computing makes this awesome hub. It's called the MiniStack STX. Mm-hmm. And it plugs into your Mac Mini through a USB-C.
Okay.
And then it provides you additional USB-C ports. It also gives you an M2 SSD slot that actually works with the super fast NVMe sticks.
Ooh, okay.
On top of that, There's an internal bay for a 2.5-inch or a 3.5-inch SATA SSD.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So basically, you know, you've got this square that sits under your Mac Mini.
Uh-huh.
And you know, like for me, I'm not using the SATA bay. Mm-hmm. But it still gives me another 2 terabytes of storage. Mm-hmm. Through NVMe over USB-C.
Yeah. Now for people who are kind of maybe trying to picture this, if you're an old school Apple user, you will remember that companies used to make what they called ZFP drives. They were zero footprint, was what it stood for. And it had the same form factor as the base of your computer, so you could just set it underneath. Yep. And then it didn't take up any extra space on your desk. Your computer was a little taller, and all of a sudden, you had a hard drive under your computer with extra storage.
Right.
And this is the same sort of idea. It's got 2 hard drives and a bunch of ports, which is super handy.
Yep.
But yeah, and it gives you ridiculous amounts of storage if you use both of those bays, it looks like.
And you know, I say USB-C, but really they're Thunderbolt 4 ports.
Mm-hmm.
And this, when it came out, was the first Thunderbolt 4 certified hub.
Okay.
To come out. And where this is important, like my Mac Mini, I have a 2018 Intel Mac Mini.
Mm-hmm.
It has, you know, it has, I believe, double the amount of Thunderbolt ports that the M1 Mac Mini has.
Mm-hmm.
So this becomes really, really helpful for someone with an M1 Mac Mini, because it basically takes those, you know, where you have 2
mm-hmm.
Thunderbolt 4 ports, it gives you, I want to say 4 more, but it's on the back side, so I can't look at it and see for sure.
Well, it looks like there's 4 back there. I'm looking at it on their website, and there's 4 back there. I'm assuming you would use one of those to connect the computer, but maybe not. And then so you've got 4 ports. You essentially end up doubling them if you're not using both of the ones on the Mini itself. So yeah, and it's got some USB-A in case you need those. Some additional ones, it looks like, and the storage, like you said, the storage is magical on this thing because it makes it so that you can tuck an extra drive in there, because you don't have a way to upgrade if you have, I don't think the M1s are easily user upgradable as far as the internal drive goes. And I don't think the 2018, well, I'm pretty sure on the M1s it's true. And I'm reasonably sure that the 2018s, it's a glued in thing. And so, if you find you're out of space, this is a really easy way to get more space for your computer, which is probably completely functional for everything else. You know, maybe you just keep running out of room. So this is a very good way to make that happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I like that a lot.
And, you know, they say that you can expand your storage by 200 times mm-hmm. compared to the factory options. The Thunderbolt 4 ports, and yeah, you're right. There's three of them. That fourth one is to connect to your Mac Mini. They do support 4K video with up to 770 megabits per second. So, I mean, it is a really good solution for expanding your Mac Mini.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you've got one and maybe it's been a while since you know, like your machine's getting a little older and you're finding that yep. you bump up against hard drive space issues a lot.
Because my Mac Mini only came with, I want to say, 256 gigs of SSD mm-hmm. storage. You know, add in that 2 terabyte inside the mini stack. But more than just giving me more space, it also means I don't need to have an external drive hanging off of my Mac Mini mm-hmm. to handle Time Machine or Carbon Copy Cloner.
Yeah.
It's all inside the stack.
Yeah. All compact in there. So,
and yeah. if you really want to get jiggy with it, you can stack these on top of each other. That's yeah. why they call it the mini stack.
Yeah.
Because you could stack them up as high as you wanted to go.
Yeah. If you need another one, you can just get another one. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. drop another $300 or $400 and add another one in.
Yeah. It's a good option. So I'm going to tack on to your mini specific. And what I'm going to put in here is a super nifty thing that I discovered for the Mac Mini, which I like a lot. And that is VESA mounts. And not because VESA mounts are exciting. That's not what I discovered. But what I discovered is that if you have your monitor on an arm, or if your monitor is on a stand that is a VESA compatible monitor arm or a VESA compatible stand, then yep. you can buy a little bracket system to hold your Mac Mini in between the arm or the stand and the monitor itself. So you just sort of add the middleman and you can tuck your computer, your whole computer, if you don't need a mini stack like Jeff's got, you can put right. the whole computer, just tuck it in behind your screen and have it back there. And then, you know, if you're using wireless peripherals, then, you know, you don't have to worry about any cables or anything. And you just add the power cable to the ones that are already coming down for your monitor and stuff. And it works great. I will have a link to one in the show notes because it's super awesome. And it's made it very convenient to get A, to get the computer off my desk, and B, just so that, like, I have it in a place where it's kind of out of the way, but I don't have to worry about it because it's just back there. And I have a 27-inch 4K monitor slapped on the end of this arm. And this computer stand part is rock solid. I think it says it will support up to 100 and something pounds. So I've got a lot of room before I have to worry about it stressing the monitor arm, which is very nice.
Yeah, I would say so. Because yeah, if your Mac Mini starts weighing more than that, you got other problems going on.
Or your monitor. Like, at that point, you're solving for a different problem, right?
So, right.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. So I would recommend that, and I'll make sure I have a link to an example one in the show notes. I don't know if I'll find exactly the one that I have, but I'll make sure there's an example one there so that people can try it out. And right now, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Nomad. Now, Nomad started as a Kickstarter project in 2012 to build tools for the 21st century. They're in Santa Barbara, and they make mobile accessories like phone cases and watch straps and chargers, and all of them I really like, and most of them I use myself. You've heard me talk about them on the show before because I really like Nomad, and now they're a sponsor. So you can get wireless charging solutions from them. They have charging mats. They have charging stands. You can make everything charge easier. It looks a little nicer. And, you know, they were all really tired of flimsy charging cables like you probably are. And so they built their own, and they have Kevlar around the outside. So if you're worried about your cables, you don't have to worry about cables anymore. I really like mine. That's where that comes from. If you like leather, leather. Nomad uses Horween leather, and it smells almost as good as it looks. And the patina, as it wears over time, looks really great on the case or on the watch band if you've got one of those that's leather. And Nomad is also a certified climate neutral brand. So you can see there's lots of reasons why I like them. You can check out Nomad at nomadgoods.com/TDO to see what living the Nomad life is all about. That's NOMADGOODS.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Nomad for sponsoring the show today. Now, speaking of monitors, Jeff, you had a monitor, you have a sort of a monitor accessory that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, this is, I mean, we've talked so much about stuff from 12 South.
Well, yes.
Because, I mean.
For good reason.
Right. I mean, their stuff is just gorgeous.
Yes.
And I have their high-rise deluxe. It can be used for your iMac, your Pro Display, or any other monitor that has a stand, a base narrow enough to fit into it.
Okay.
And it's really nice. It raises your display up a little bit. It helps you get your cables out of the way. It provides you with a little shelf where you can set your phone, or in my case, I have my Apple TV remote and my HDMI splitter sitting on there.
Okay.
Inside, your Mac, your iMac, or your monitor sit inside this from the back.
Okay.
There's also a shelf, and you can use that shelf to put other things.
Yeah, I like
it. For example, you could put your Mac Mini in there. I haven't done that yet because heat.
Yes.
But what I did do is I put my Apple TV and my Raspberry Pi in there.
Nice. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, like, I went from having a rat's nest of cables all over my entire desk to only having a rat's nest of cables on half of my desk.
And anything you can do to reduce that amount of cable is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Two things I want to call out about this, because I really like it. I just don't have any use for a monitor stand, really, because all mine are on arms, like I told you before. One thing I like about it is the front is two-sided, so you get sort of the metal, or if you want the wooden, you can just flip it over. And it attaches magnetically, so it's very easy to pop off and change if you just want to flip it around. And that's the thing I like about it. And the other thing I like about it is partly what you mentioned. It's sort of open in the back so that, like, anything that you have in there for, you know, like cables and whatnot, you can run that stuff out the back a little more effectively. And so I like that a lot, that I think is very nifty. So
do you know who else likes the high rise?
Who else likes the high rise, Jeff?
The Rock.
Indeed. This is a Rock approved.
It is. Yeah, we came across an Instagram, and you know, when I finish my review of this, I'm going to include that image from Instagram. The Rock's desk featuring the high rise deluxe with his iMac resting nicely inside it.
Yeah, it was cool. I'm not gonna lie, it was very cool.
That was a cool find.
Yeah, I really like. And like, full disclosure, I've met the folks at 12 South a few times, and very much appreciate their things, and just generally really like them. So
I've never met them.
In the olden days, which is, you know, basically the same as the before times.
Pre-COVID.
Way before COVID, I met them at Macworld a number of times, and so got to talk to them there, and that was really nice. And they were always nice to me and very friendly, and so I always appreciated that. So I like them for that.
Yeah.
One last thing before we go, I'm going to point out that I did give you an awesome way to. Well, I think it's awesome. A great way to mount your Mini. And have your Mini kind of up on a stand or up out of the way. And I'd also like to give you one for your laptop. So the thing that I like for my laptop, I have one of these and I use it I use it on the regular. I was going to say I use it all the time, but I don't use it all the time anymore because I don't go as many places as I used to. But I still use it and I still really like it. And that's the Roost stand. And I love the Roost stand because it gets your screen up where your screen needs to be. So you don't get laptop hunch, like even if you're just sort of out and about. You don't have to have it down, you know, where your where the keyboard should be. You know, it's a super lightweight, super convenient. It folds up really, really small. So it it's taller than a water bottle, but nowhere even as big around as a water bottle. Just tuck it down the side of your bag. I'm a person who carries however much stuff my bag can hold. I always have like one or two more things in it than I really should. Regardless of the bag, because that's just how I am. And this is one of the things that always makes the cut when I'm trying to edit. This is never a thing that leaves. And part of the reason for that is because it holds it up. It holds your computer up beautifully. It's super solid. It gets your screen up where it needs to be. And I always carry around, so this maybe is part of why it works so well for me. I always have an external Bluetooth keyboard in my bag because sometimes I want to use it with my iPad because I don't have an iPad case because I'm tired of buying a new case every time I buy a new iPad. And I don't want to have to add a keyboard to that equation as well.
Right.
So I will just, I always have like my old OG, it's like 10 years old now, Apple wireless keyboard, not the ramp, but the barrel. I have the Apple wireless keyboard, so I will carry that around with me. And so then if I want to use this, I just set it up on the stand and I can either type on it. You know, if I'm not doing a lot of serious typing, it's not a big deal to just sort of type on it because it puts your computer at kind of an angle. So it feels a little better if you're typing on it. But then if I really want to just put it up there and use, you know, the keyboard where I want it, I can hook my Bluetooth keyboard to it and just go to town. You know, if that's what needs to happen.
Cool.
So right now, they've come out with version 3 of this stand, and version 3 is available now. I do see that it's in stock. They do offer a keyboard sleeve if you want to roll like I do and take a keyboard with you. They have a sleeve that you can use for that, which is super handy because it keeps your keyboard from getting damaged when you drop it in your bag. And it holds all kinds of laptops. So if you're like, I have a 16-inch laptop, it works. If you have a 12-inch laptop, it works. If you have anything in between, it works. Your work PC, it'll hold that up too. So it's super portable. It doesn't really weigh much at all. They have the weight listed here. It's 6 ounces. And nice. So like you don't even notice if I was going to take it out of my bag, which I never do, but if I did, I wouldn't notice the difference from removing it. So it does ratchet your computer up a little higher and makes it just generally much, much nicer to use. So I appreciate them very much and I really like their stand. So there you go. Bunch of picks for you. If there's something that we missed or if there's something that you want to make sure that we know about so we can fangirl out over it here on Daily Observations, let us know at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. So Jeff, as always, thank you so much for coming by.
No, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.